Joining us now in our studio from Northfield Public Broadcasting, the station manager, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in today. Yeah. We saw you I saw you just over the weekend at some events. You had a busy weekend. This is just a busy time of year.
Northfield goes nuts, man.
It really does.
The leaves pop out, and suddenly there's always something going on in Northfield.
Yeah, and usually a lot more than one thing.
Yes, you know. Yes.
This weekend, of course, the big thing was high school graduation. We had Pride in the Park on Saturday. St. Olaf had their alumni in after graduation last year, so the town was just a buzz with things going on. Let's talk about what the past month, I guess, has been like for Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Yeah, so these are videos that you can access online on the YouTube page, on our streaming site. We've had, like you said, a lot going on, because that's just how it goes. The time has now lapsed on it, but if you're a local business or you had a business in the district, there was a Riverfront grant available that closed May 15th. But hopefully we got some good applications in for people who can apply for developing improvements, that sort of thing. Keeping folks updated on hydrant flushing, we have our regular annual reminder about when that'll be happening. One event that we filmed on Earth Day was the Moving Us Forward event that was held at the Grand. And that was a couple different groups bringing together to organize that, including the city of Northfield as a partner. And that was a really heartening event of people from all different sectors kind of talking about the positive work that's taking place to address climate change, local solutions, and how can we make a better environment both on the micro and the macro level. And it was really, really inspiring to hear all those people speak. So if you missed the event, I encourage you to check that one out.
Yeah, folks, in this day and age, there's a lot of documentation, and there's good documentation and some performed by less talented people out there on social media. But I can certainly vouch for Northfield Public Broadcasting. You put out a good product that really focuses in on the event and has good production skills.
Yeah,
we'll put it that way.
Yeah, and that's where we want to, be clear when we have these public events and stuff. Our job there at that point is to capture it, to document it, as opposed to trying to, some videos, we're involved in scripting and we get the message to be very precise. But sometimes the best thing you can do is just make sure that an event is documented and people can understand, what was said, what was presented. Because not only on the immediate level can these videos be useful of getting people engaged, people who maybe missed the event, people who are part of the event but want to look back at a particular part, but also in the long form. It's a nice kind of snapshot of where Northfield is in this moment in time. And that'll be useful for a long, long time. So that's one of the events that we filmed in the last week, or in the last month, rather. This week, we released an update to the rental licensing. So we have these different rental types in town. So that's primarily toward building owners and managers. But if you're curious just about what the different types of licenses and the thresholds for who does what in town, you can certainly check that out. I think the video this month that was the longest time coming was the road safety video as it regards to bike lanes. We produced that with Rice County Public Health. Josh Raymaker did a really, really great job on camera. We went through actually last fall when the leaves were green, and by the time we got around to editing, people weren't out on their bikes much anymore. but we released it this spring. Talking about some of the more confusing sections in town where the bike lanes are different than what we have in a lot of Northfield and a lot of greater Minnesota. But it's really very useful. I was picking a friend up in Minneapolis the other day. And I actually, where I might have been confused before, I was driving around. I was like, oh, I know what that means, so I know where I need to drive right now, and I know that because I worked on a video for NPB. It's not just Northfield that has this kind of bike infrastructure, and the video is just as much for cyclists as it is for car drivers. So if you're interested, confused, anything like that, I hope you check it out. Josh does a great job explaining what those different markings mean.
I have to watch that.
Yes.
I go over to the east side and, you know, by the Carleton campus in that area. And I, where do I drive at? You know, you kind of hope, just drive slow and hope you don't encounter a bicycle or another motor car or pedestrian.
Hey, that's the crux of the video, is just be careful. But if nothing else, certainly drive with caution, as I hope everyone does anyway. But yeah, there are very particular instances. And another key takeaway is cars have the same rules as, or bikes have the same rules as cars. So when it comes to a four-way stop, when it comes to traffic, when it comes to yielding, it's all the same. It's just a matter of who drives where with some of those lanes. So Josh Raymaker does a great job explaining all of that. So we're very happy to partner with Rice County Public Health on that.
All right. And these, for our listeners out there, these are archived on the website, and that's on the city's website. How do they get there?
Yeah, so you can actually find that at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us. You can also find it if you just go to the city, you know, you can look up the city of Northfield. There's a television tab that you can, you know, find it there. But also, you could also just look up any individual video that you're looking for. Most people use Google. YouTube is a Google company, so YouTube usually has good search results when you're just looking things up. And you can find all the videos the city has helped produce on the City of Northfield YouTube page. So it's all accessible there as well.
All right. Sam Temple, once again, is with us, the manager of Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB. Okay, we've gone through last month. What about now and this coming month? What do you have coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing that we just filmed was last week there was a program at the Northfield Public Library called Hudson Bay Bound, and it was just really an incredible story of so an author came in, talked about her book that was also based on her own life experiences, telling a story about how she and a friend I'm gonna totally misrepresent this, but I'm gonna do my best here. They canoed from Minneapolis to the Hudson Bay, and they were the first two women to dock in recorded history to achieve that. And it was a really incredible story. It took place about 10 years ago, and it was a really, it was really interesting way to kind of look at the Midwest, understand the world around us. In addition to this very unique personal story that has all of the beauty and excitement that you can expect from, Northern Minnesota and, all the things that entails. It was incredible. And it's much more, exciting than I could ever do justice. So that'll be coming out in the next few weeks. We're partnering with Clean River Partners to put together a few more videos talking about how people can save water, save money. Then the video that we're working on with partners across Rice County on documenting and explaining Northfield and Rice County's response to the opioid pandemic. It's a very serious issue. It's an issue that a lot of communities are facing, but there's been a lot of praise and a lot of really good indicators for what Rice County has been able to do, because it's not just law enforcement, it's not just healthcare, it's not just social services or nonprofits. It's all of these things working together, working in conjunction, putting the health of people first. That was really, talk about sobering and inspiring what people are able to do there and what work has been going on in our community.
Yeah. And as you said, by so many different agencies and organizations, whether they be a government or non-government entities, really across the board, it's got to take some time to put together that video.
It's been in development for a couple of months now, and it's a lot to put together, and you want to make sure, you know, some videos it's, the attitude is done is better than perfect. You want to get stuff out. You want to get stuff out the door, because it's not doing any good if it's just sitting in my editor, right? This one, you know, we want to be sure that the language is right, that the flow is right, that we're doing everything we can to make the messaging as strong as possible, because this is such a deeply personal issue for everyone in the community.
When do you think that will be available to the public? You still have some filming to do on that, don't
you? Yeah, still a little bit of filming and a lot of editing, but hoping to get that out in the next 2 weeks here.
All right. Sam Temple again with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting. Let's talk about the Saints. You've got the St. Paul Saints who struggled for a while, but now they seem to be hot again. All of a sudden they're heating up.
Funny how that works. So we've got actually Tuesday through Friday this week, we have the Saints every night on NPB at 7 o'clock p.m. So we starting tonight and all the way through Friday, we have the Saints at 7 p.m. That is available for streaming. That's available on cable. And then on Saturday, we have the Minnesota Vixen back on. We have another women's football game. That's Saturday at 6 o'clock p.m. And then the Saints are back on the air at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sunday. So we've just got a week full of live sports broadcasts coming to Northfield Public Broadcasting, and it seems like, knock on wood, the weather's going to be holding out for us there.
Yeah, some good teams, and generating some excitement for these the teams that don't normally get a whole lot of media attention. You know, Minnesota also has a new franchise in women's soccer. Mm-hmm. Have there been any discussions with anyone yet that they might be televised?
Not at my level, but I wouldn't be surprised if, because we pull these from the community television network that we're part of. Mm-hmm. So there are people, you know, above my pay grade that take care of that from a partner organization. But I would hope so, and I hope that we can get that there, because it's one of those things where we all benefit when we're able to do this, and we're able to get games like that. So it would be really wonderful to get really as many local teams as we can highlight on NPB.
All right. Yeah. Anything else happening at Northfield Public Broadcasting?
Just continuing to try and promote as much programming, promote as much submissions as possible. We have Emma Conway, who has come on as our communications intern for the summer. And she is developing different programs. She'll be working on producing content for NPB and hopefully being able to highlight and help reach out to more groups. You know, like we talked about, it's summertime in Northfield, and it's going to get pretty packed with events. So if you have the means, if you're part of organizing any events, to record your events, even if it is just on a phone, even if it is just set up a camera, let it run. Whatever you're able to do so that can be documented and shared with the community after the fact, or if you want to put together a video promoting an upcoming event, again, it can be as simple as filming on your cell phone, and that's a way to communicate with your community. So I encourage anyone who's part of that and they want to add another element to any event that they're organizing or promoting. And if you have any questions about it, you can always reach out. sam.temple@ci.northfield.mn.us. You can also find contact information on the city's website.
All right. Very good. Sam, thank you for coming in. You always have a lot of things going on. We appreciate you arriving here, and we love what you're doing for the community.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for having me on again to promote it.
Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB.